Vanity Fair by William M. Thackeray. Chapter 1. While the 19th century was in its teens, on one sunny morning in June, a large coach pulled by two fat horses drove up to Miss Pinkerton's Academy for Young Ladies at Chiswick Hall. "It's Miss Sedley's coach, sister," said Miss Jemima to Miss Pinkerton. "I believe, Miss Jemima, you have made a copy of Miss Sedley's account. Address it to John Sedley, Esquire, and put it in the envelope, together with the letter which I have written to his lady. At the end of the letter, praising to the skies Amelia Sedley to her parents, there was the following note: P.S. Miss Rebecca Sharp accompanies Miss Sedley. Miss Sharp will stay only 10 days in Russell Square, because the family with whom she is engaged need her services as soon as possible." Having completed the letter, Miss Pinkerton proceeded to write her name in a copy of Johnson's Dictionary, which she always presented to her pupils on their departure from the hall. Miss Sedley and Miss Sharp had their belongings arranged in the carriage by a black servant, and as they were ready to depart, Miss Jemima came running out to give Becky Sharp her copy of the dictionary. "Becky Sharp, here's a book for you. You mustn't leave without it. God bless you." But just as the coach drove off, Miss Sharp threw the book back into the garden. "Thank God I'm out of Chiswick," she cried out. "How could you do that, Becky?" exclaimed Miss Sedley. "I hate the whole house," said Miss Rebecca Sharp. "I hope I shall never set eyes on it again. I wish it were in the bottom of the Thames, I do. How I'd like to see Miss Pinkerton floating in the water." "Oh, Rebecca, Rebecca, for shame," cried Amelia. "How can you dare have such wicked, revenging thoughts?" "Revenge may be a wicked feeling, but it's natural. I'm no angel." And to say the truth, she certainly was not. Miss Sharp's father was an artist, and he had given lessons at Miss Pinkerton's school. He married a young Frenchwoman who was an opera singer. She had received some education, and her daughter Rebecca spoke French very well. When Becky's mother died, Miss Pinkerton took Becky into her academy and gave her free board and lodging and the chance to receive an education. For this privilege, Becky was to teach French to the children. However, Rebecca Sharp was very unhappy at Chiswick Hall. She hated Miss Pinkerton, and the silly chat of the girls annoyed her. The gentle, tender-hearted Amelia Sedley was the only person to whom she could attach herself. Rebecca Sharp refused to perform any additional duties that Miss Pinkerton wanted her to do. So the schoolmistress was determined to get rid of this rebel, and hearing that Sir Pitt Crawley's family needed a governess, she recommended Miss Sharp for the position. The schoolmistress decided that this was the best solution. As Miss Sedley was about to leave school, she invited Miss Sharp to pass a week with her at home before she entered upon her duties as a governess. When they arrived in Russell Square, Amelia showed Rebecca every room of the house and everything in every one of her drawers. When Rebecca saw two magnificent cashmere shawls, which her brother Joseph Sedley had brought home to his sister from India, she asked, "Is he very rich?" "I believe he has a very large income," answered Amelia. "And is your sister-in-law a pretty woman?" "Joseph is not married," said Amelia, laughing. The meaning of the above questions, as translated in the heart of Miss Sharp, was the following: "If Mr. Joseph Sedley is rich and unmarried, why should I not marry him?" And she determined to marry him.